Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge. VOA Executive Lounge masih bersama Fena dan Irfan. Sekarang saatnya informasi dari dunia hiburan bersama Irfan Ihsan. Silakan, Fan.
Bintang YouTube dan juga selebriti internet Colin Bellinger atau yang lebih dikenal dengan nama Miranda Sings telah melebarkan sayapnya ke dunia TV dengan memiliki serial baru di Netflix berjudul Haters Back Off.
I'm Miranda. I'm a famous singer, dancer, actor, model, magician, YouTuber, celebrity. Everything. I can do swimming, sort of, crafts, eating, breathing, talents, other things. Okay, bye.
Mengenai apa sih Haters Back Off ini? Nah, ini penjelasan singkat dari Colin belum lama ini.
The Haters Back Off is about Miranda Sings, who's a famous internet celebrity, and it's kind of about her rise to fame. We've seen Miranda's YouTube videos online for many years, but this is kind of the story of what happens behind the camera and before she films a video and after she films a video, and how does someone become internet famous and how does that change their life once they do become famous? And the inner workings of this girl who's a little bizarre and different. But beyond that, it's also about this family who's just a little quirky and a little weird, and they're okay with that. They're confident in who they are, and they don't have to stick to what is popular or what is beautiful or, trendy. They're themselves, and they're happy with that. And I think that's an important message to share, too.
Jadi dengan serial Haters Back Off ini, kita diajak mengenal tokoh Miranda Sings yang digambarkan benar-benar ada dalam kehidupan nyata. Jadi kita bisa melihat apa yang terjadi dengan Miranda di luar dari videonya di YouTube yang sudah dikenal selama bertahun-tahun ini. Bagaimana seseorang seperti Miranda bisa menjadi selebriti di internet, bagaimana kehidupan keluarganya, serta mengandung banyak pesan-pesan yang positif. Mengenai pemilihan judul Haters Back Off ini, Colin bercerita kalau ini diambil dari kenyataan yang ia hadapi. Di awal mula ia memperkenalkan Miranda Sings di YouTube, di mana saat itu orang-orang tidak tahu apakah tokoh Miranda benar-benar ada atau tidak. Tapi yang pasti lebih banyak orang yang membencinya.
I think there's been a lot of different stages with Miranda and with my YouTube career. In the beginning, people didn't know if I was real or not. And so the videos were getting passed around because people were trying to figure out if I was a real person, if I was an actress. And they loved to hate me. Like, originally, my videos were a bunch of people who really, like, didn't like the character. And I got a lot of hate mail. And that's where the term Haters Back Off came from, because I got all this hate. And so that's where that kind of started, and then slowly shifted into fans liking the videos. And I started to pick up on what was trending online and trying to kind of go with that and make this career snowball into something more than just a couple of viral videos. But in the beginning, it really was people just trying to figure out if I was a real person or not, and loved to make fun of this weird Miranda girl. And that's how it spread initially.
Lalu bagaimana nih Colin menghadapi para haters atau pembenci ini?
Yeah, in the beginning I loved the haters. I thought it was so interesting. It was so fascinating to me because, you know, back then YouTube was so new that the concept of, you know, internet bullying and, you know, making a living online, that wasn't really a thing yet. And so it was fascinating to me that there were people in the world who didn't know me who were spending time writing horribly mean things. I was like, this is so interesting. It's so fascinating. And I was fascinated by the fact that people thought she was a real person, because to me it was so obvious that this was a character. But the second people thought that I was real, I was like, I'm going to go with this. I don't want anyone to know my true identity. I did everything so in character for a couple of years. It was entertaining and fun for me to kind of egg on the haters and, you know, make them think that this girl was a real person.
Ternyata pemikiran Colin yang menganggap orang-orang pasti tahu kalau Miranda Sings itu hanyalah tokoh fiktif terbukti salah. Karena banyak yang menganggap Miranda Sings itu benar-benar ada. Akhirnya malah Colin sempat berpikir untuk menyembunyikan identitas asli dirinya yang memerankan Miranda ini, sekaligus mempermainkan para pembenci katanya. Jadi sekarang akan terus memerankan Miranda Sings ya?
Yeah, it was always my goal to be a performer. I mean, I went to school for singing and, you know, as a vocal performance major, I wanted to do opera and musical theater. So, you know, I had big plans to go to New York and do Broadway and all this kind of stuff, but I never thought that it would come from Miranda. You know, Miranda was something I was doing for fun on the side. It was a fun hobby for me. So I never thought it would become like a real job. And I'm so glad that it did, because now I can't imagine doing anything else. It's like a total perfect dream job for me. I really love it.
What's happening?
Right now, 43 views.
Oh my gosh,
52 views? That's practically everyone there is.
Miranda, your video has gone viral.
Oh, no, viral? Sweetie, I'm sorry. Why would you say that to her?
No, it is a good thing.
Oh, it's a good thing. You're going to be fine.
Going viral is internet slang for famous. This is great. Now that you have a fan base, you need to build on this success. You need to nurture them. Make the fans think that you care. You want to know the secret to a successful viral video? You don't stop until you've transmitted that virus to every single one of your fans.
Sounds fun.
It is fun.
What are you guys talking about?
Nah, itu tadi obrolan bersama Colleen Ballinger, aktris di balik Miranda Sings. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge. Jangan lupa untuk terus melihat berita terbaru dari VOA Executive Lounge di Facebook kami, VOA Rantau. Juga ada Twitter di @VOA Rantau dan Instagram sama ya, @VOA Rantau.
Dan jangan lupa untuk terus mendengarkan VOA Executive Lounge tentunya hari Senin sampai Jumat.
Iya,
oke. Baiklah, kami pamit dulu. Saya Fena Anissa.
Dan saya Irfan Ihsan. Sampai ketemu lagi besok dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Success with you all the way.
Bye-bye. Bye.